So a double game week where some people did really well. I think we all did fairly underwhelmingly. Normality resumes, not in everyday sense as we remain in lockdown, but in fantasy sense as every team just has one fixture next week until COVID ruins everything. We'll look ahead to that game week, have a look back at the double game week and a little quiz at the end. And obviously, as always, so much more. So I'm joined as always by Sam and Joel. So this week, because we always whitter on about our own teams for too long, I'm going to go back to the three-word review of your own game week. And because you're so quick-witted, Joel, you can go first.
Slightly underwhelming.
Slightly underwhelming. I like that, Sam.
De Bruyne. Shit. I realised De Bruyne was two words. Wasted. I thought it was one word.
You should have gone KDB. I don't even have one lined up. Stupid minus four. Meh. So, Joel, do you want to quickly expand on what was underwhelming about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a double game week. You kind of hope for kind of massive hauls, but it doesn't look like it's going to be that way. I just think I didn't have enough double game weeks in my team, and I had Antonio, but that's about it. Other than that, pretty underwhelming, but got a Salah captain to come, so I'm hoping he turns it around.
This is famous last words. Yeah, the rumours have just made me so much less confident about that. Samba story?
So I've had actually a pretty decent week, got 78 points. Couple of coups, got Target, who went off before Aston Villa conceded, which is unreal. And I had Antonio and Lookman managed to score as well, so pretty good.
That is good. Some nice creative picks playing off. Yeah, I had so by stupid minus four, just quickly to I went for Vardy. I took on a minus four for DCL to get Son to Suchek. So it's just rubbish. And now my team's in a worse position, but we can't dwell on that. And I should have gone for Antonio like these two visionaries did. But alas, I thought his fitness and his hamstrings wouldn't hold up.
They very yeah, really... I couldn't believe it when I couldn't believe it when he scored against
Burnley.
Burnley and then against West Brom, I couldn't believe it. So he did way better than I thought he would do. So I'm very happy with that.
I'm happy for you. Look at that grin.
Yeah, he got 18 points. I was expecting him to get like four. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, I think him. It kind of like instills faith in me having him for the games coming up as well. Is why I'd like bringing him in. Just for the double game week would be too short term, but it kind of makes me think he's the player that he was before the injury he had this season, that going forward he can still grab a few goals.
I disagree with that. I thought that he basically didn't exist in the game. Well, I didn't watch the first game, but I watched the second game, and he basically didn't exist in the game apart from when he scored the goal. And it's just Mikhail Antonio is. But do you really think you should have got man of the match? Do you think he like contributed that much apart from the goal?
He did. I only watched the second half. He did a really nice dribble when he got fouled. I remember that.
But he went off at about 70 minutes. So if you watch the second half, then you can't have seen that much of it.
I saw him score and got really pissed off about that. I remember that much.
But yeah, my point is, I don't think he's the player he was. He was so dynamic and now he's... I think he's just a little bit injured. Yeah, yeah, he might get back to it, but at the moment, I'm not very convinced.
But all that matters is he's getting goals. I just think that's a good sign going forward that he's back from injury and he's already got goals. So I'm quite looking forward to seeing how he does.
Yeah,
yeah. Sam, off air, me and Joel, while you were having Wi-Fi issues, we're talking about looking forward. We used to talk about however, it was X amount of premium players and how you build your team around that. How the premium players have stopped performing really. Kane scores one goal quite frequently. Salah tends to get two every week. Fernandes hasn't really hauled in the world. De Bruyne is obviously injured, and even when he's not in, he gets an assist a game. Vardy, like, just useless. Is it worth people now restructuring their teams around people like Antonio, Madison's, those like mid-range players, rather than wasting all their money on people who are getting two every week?
No, because I think if you start the season now and just went to the end of the season, I think still those players would still have the most points come the end of the season, but maybe not have all of them and maybe try to structure a little bit more to accommodate players like Maddison or Antonio. But I wouldn't just neglect all of them. I mean, Fernandes.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying having like using all your budget on them and then like propping it up with.
Yeah. I wouldn't have all of them. I'd have maybe three or four of them.
Cool. Also defenders as well come into it more because people like Diaz and Robertson and stuff are doing better. But.
Yeah, the way I see it is Man City have got great fixtures coming up and you sort of need to double up on them, I think, defensively.
I'm never convinced by a defensive double up. It kind of, there's nothing worth, like, I know, like, their record speaks for itself and they've conceded one goal in, like, 10 games or something.
Hudson-Odoi scored it.
But it's just like, if they concede one goal, that's just all their points like disappear for the week. And I know at this rate they're more likely to keep a clean sheet than not. But there's something so annoying about two clean sheets going in a second. I definitely think it's worth having one of them, like obviously 100%. But I don't think I'm going to have two of them. But I think that's more of a conservative opinion.
You know what I think? I think doubling up on defenders on a team that's going to do really well is like the ultimate differential, because a lot of people only go with like one defender from each team because they don't want to risk it like you, Joel. But if you've got Man City, who are barely conceding any goals at the moment and look pretty solid at the back, everyone's got one of their players. But if you have two of their players, you're gaining an advantage on someone else every single week. And it's like, it's not even just Man City. Like, I've doubled up on Aston Villa for like most of the second half of the season, and it's been unreal. I've got so many points.
Second half of the season hasn't even started yet, Sam.
I mean, second half of what we've done so far, since like game week 12, I've done bits with doubling up on Aston Villa defenders. I think doubling up on defenders is a really good thing to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of, yeah, you're swaying me slightly. I do kind of get it.
Want to agree with Sam, because it's true with attackers as well. It's like, if Liverpool are doing really well and you own Salah, that means nothing because everyone does. But if you own Salah and Mane, or if United are doing really well, Bruno means nothing. You need Rashford if you actually want to. But then on Joel's point and your caution, I think with City, if you have Cancelo and a centre-back, you're not, even if the clean sheet goes, if you watch, Cancelo hasn't been getting attacking returns, but he should have done by all accounts if you watch him play. So, if you do get that clean sheet wiped out, I can understand why you want to avoid that heartbreak, Joel. But you might be... It's like if you have Chilwell and Reece James, it's like they're not solely reliant on clean sheets in the same way that Diaz is, even though Diaz got an assist and Cancelo didn't.
Yeah, true. I guess Cancelo and John Stones could be a good shout. But yeah, I'd be more hesitant about Stones and Diaz. I'd be more likely to do Cancelo and Diaz, just because, as you say, even if City do concede, Cancelo can score or assist or whatever. So, yeah, I think that's a good point.
Okay, so if we're on the topic of Man City, it's been heavily rumoured by fairly reliable sports sources that KDB is going to be out for 2 weeks. And 2 weeks is bad at the best of times, but with fixture congestions in midweek games, that could mean three games, maybe four, which are West Brom, Sheffield United, Burnley and Liverpool. So if that's the case, he's out of everyone's team. Do you, Joel, replace him with another premium, or do you downgrade it and maybe spread funds elsewhere?
So I think if I didn't have Salah, I would, and I had the funds, I'd maybe take De Bruyne out for Salah, just because I know Liverpool have been in a bad run, but I just think when you've got that kind of money lying about, Salah's a good option to have.
Joel, they've got Tottenham away and then West Ham away, Liverpool, after this game week.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't own Salah, really.
Yeah, but a few people, because of the double game week or because of the fixtures coming up, had swayed towards De Bruyne over Salah. But I mean, like, the obvious people are Bruno and Salah, and most people have them. But they're definitely...
I'm getting so bored of this. Like, everyone's got them. We need to talk about Madison. We need to talk about James Madison. That's who we need to talk about. Did you see his press conference the other day?
Yeah.
It's time to bring him in. I'm telling you, like, when a player is consciously thinking about goals, when a player is consciously thinking about goals and assists, and he's getting like analysts to work with him, like the manager to work with him to think about where he can pick up more goals in his game, where he can pick up more assists in his game. And the way he's been playing lately, he's got 2 goals in his last 2 games and he's been playing so well. He's so much better than Mason Mount. You've just got to bring him in. You've got to, in my opinion. I'm going to bring him in.
Yeah, well, so I've already got Vardy in my team, and but as you said about the doubling up of players. Leicester's fixtures are really, really good. Coming up, they've got Everton away, Leeds at home, which will be carnage, and then they've got Fulham away, Wolves away. In their next
Fulham are an absolute open door, and they've just lost to Chelsea and United. We're playing so badly and we still walked all over them, so yeah, I'd be definitely looking at that fixture. They're also reckless.
Yeah, to be fair, I can't defend Fulham
from Anthony Robinson.
I can't defend Fulham there, to concede to such a terrible player. It's unforgivable. Really, it's really unforgivable.
You can come at any of the Chelsea players right now, and I'll agree with you. I'll say they're all terrible, but don't come at Mason Mount because he's our only good one.
All right, okay, can we do this? Callum Hudson-Odoi.
I think Hudson-Odoi changed the game against you, and I think you wouldn't want to say that, but he was really good against you, and he was really bad against Leicester. But it's just Lampard just does it because he should have played.
What is Reece James? I thought Reece James was sick. Oh, what is he doing?
Against Leicester, he was diabolical.
For that goal, for Madison's goal?
But even every time they were in possession, the two of them were just so static. It was ridiculous. Like, the complete antithesis of what they were at the beginning of the season. I don't want to talk about Chelsea.
Wait. One little thing. I'm going to name 4 midfielders better than Mount. Ross Barkley, Grealish, Foden, and Madison. They should all go to the World Cup instead of Mount.
But what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? I don't understand what you're doing. Because all you're doing is, like, you could just make valid points about Chelsea being bad, but you're deciding to go for their one good player and saying Barkley's better, he's been out for it. It's just not worth it. Not worth my energy. And
it doesn't sound like what I'm trying to do is working.
Wind me up. Nib. Okay. I love Mason Mount. So good when Mason Mount drilled it in. Oh, your tears when that happened must have been incredible. What a top man. Okay, that's enough of part one. In part two, we'll be talking all things differentials. I bet you can't wait. In part two, we'll be doing differentials. We're going to change up the game this time again. Constantly reforming, constantly trying to make content better for you guys. You know, listening to feedback. So what we're doing this time? Any player under 5% ownership, but even like 4%, is frowned upon. And just one player, and we're going to post them on Twitter so that in theory we can go and be smug about them afterwards, like we were with Gundogan, and then we'll just ignore the ones that go badly, like Caballero and Hudson-Odoi. Those were the ones last week. So, Sam, who have you gone for this week as your sole option?
Okay, this week I'm going with Ross Barkley. He's just back from injury. Why laughing?
I didn't laugh.
Oh, I thought you laughed.
I did laugh.
Yeah. Okay. He's just back from injury, and Aston Villa, have got Burnley away next week. Burnley away next week, and then Southampton, then West Ham, then the terrible Arsenal, then Brighton. They've got really good fixtures, so I think it could be a long-term option, especially as he's not very expensive. So you could just leave him lingering in the team, and hopefully he'll pick up a few points through those fixtures.
I actually really like that pick. You know Kai Havertz, who's barely played and had that COVID he was out for ages. You know, he's got 6 more points than Barkley this season. That's just how few points Barkley's got. He's got 35 points this season.
But Barkley's been injured for a long time.
Barkley's played more games than Kai Havertz by a mile.
Really?
Okay, let's get some.
Are you sure about that? I'm really not.
Okay,
Barkley hasn't played since week 9.
Okay, Havertz has played 879 minutes this season.
Oh, yeah, Barkley.
I reckon Barkley's got more than that.
561.
Okay, so we'll crop this all out. okay, so I've got egg on my face. But even still, Barkley's a shit pick. He's still got 35 points, and it's pretty awful.
You were loving it before we started this.
Yeah, but now I'm angry because you insulted Mason Mount. So I'm just going tunnel vision again.
He is better than Mason Mount, to be fair. Ross Barkley.
I mean, he isn't. That's why Chelsea loaned him out. He's a Chelsea player.
But I mean, like, Chelsea loaned out Ruben Loftus-Cheek and he's better than Havertz. Like, everyone you've it. Ever
you
learned,
the most
learned
reactionary person
you know
in
what
the
you know what you know what Marco van Hinkel is better than Havertz.
Joel, do you want to do your differential?
So I've gone a bit defensive with mine. I've gone for a Luke Shaw in defense, and he's actually, so obviously, like, United are relatively solid, so I think he can get a few clean sheets in here and there, which is not my main reason for bringing him in. One of my main reasons that I'm bringing him in is that he's on a lot of corners for United, which they look really threatening from against Fulham. Like, Maguire got his head to load, so there are assists that can be got for him there. And even just in his general play going forward, I think he offers a lot on the left. For United, and only 4.8, I actually think that's quite cheap for a player like him. He's only owned by 1.9%, so I think he's got Sheffield at home, Sheffield United at home coming up, and a few more decent fixtures as well. So yeah, he's then got Arsenal away, which I think is not that hard a fixture. Southampton home, Everton home, West Brom away, Newcastle at home in his next couple. So definitely clean sheets to be got, but also attacking returns as well. So I think he's a good option there.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, like the only thing I think about when I'm thinking about bringing in someone like Luke Shaw is that John Stones is only like just a little bit more expensive than him. And I just want to bring him in over Luke Shaw or any United defender any day of the week.
But, like, this is the thing, though. It's like, in fantasy, 0.2 is actually quite a lot. And if you don't have the funds for John Stones, if you're looking for to make a little bit of room elsewhere, 0.2 makes a big difference. So if that 0.2 means you can bring in another good player, then it's worth taking. Like, it's a bit of a punt because he's not guaranteed clean sheets like City, and he's not guaranteed assists because he hasn't got many recently. But I think it's if you're willing to take a punt, I think he's a good person to make.
I like it because he's played really well lately, and he's like a good individual left back, and he gets forward well. And as you say, he takes corners. But the reality is, Man United, like, you can't rely on their defensive record. Like, Fulham look like a team the whole time that just don't look like they're able to score. And they scored within the first 5 minutes against United, a ridiculous goal that they should never have allowed. So I can't imagine relying on a United defender. So the only reason I bring in Luke Shaw is for, like, attacking potential.
Yeah. I think he's more likely to get, like, 3 blanks, but then get 12 points rather than getting, like, 6 each week. I think that's kind of, it kind of depends how it goes. I think he's kind of a relatively exciting player to have, maybe, but that's my pick.
My only caveat of Luke Shaw would be that with fixed congestion, and they signed a left-back for however much money, even if he does play most weeks, he's always at risk of rotation with Alex Tejas, but at the moment he seems pretty nailed on. My one is going to be to avoid me and Sam fighting and just creating an amicable atmosphere, I'm going to go for Ademola Lookman, because I watch Fulham, and if you watch Fulham, everyone who I talk to is just always taken aback by just how good he is. He just looks, he's such a live wire. Every time he gets the ball, he wins so many fouls well, which I always think is such a good sign for a player. Like, likes Grealish, they always, like, it shows how good you are at moving the ball to players, even like United, Chelsea and Tottenham found it really hard to cope with him. He's electric. The thing with Lookman is the issue with Fulham is that they kind of flattered the sea. He did score last week, but he'll look really good against Brighton, undoubtedly. It's just whether he will have the striker to supply or whether he'll actually get the chances. But I think with Brighton and West Brom away, Leicester at home, they beat Leicester at their place, and then West Ham at home, Everton, Sheffield United, they've got a nice run of fixtures, Fulham. And Lookman's good, and he's 5.0. I mean, like, that is literally basically, you can basically have him as a rotation as your, like Sam does, on the bench, but then you bring him in. I think he's better value than people like Suchek, who are essentially central defensive midfielders as opposed to an explosive winger like Lookman. So I think he might even end up in my team, which shows just how much I back Ademola Lookman. So that's my pick.
Yeah, I quite like a shout. I just think, I like, obviously Lookman looks good, but I think Fulham generally look quite good as well. So I think definitely. The only thing is, I do think they are missing a striker, but that could change in the January transfer window. So we'll just have to see. But I like the look of him a lot.
Yeah, Lookman, I think, is a really good shout because he's always so dynamic, wins a lot of fouls, you said. I think that's a really good indicator of how good a player is. And creates a lot of chances and gets in a lot of good positions. But again, you're both so right that Fulham, because they don't have a proper striker, they never look like they're setting up, they never look like they can like lay siege to someone's defence. Like they can have like sustained attacks and like sustained opportunities for their players. So you only have maybe like one or two like half chances, a half or a game even. And it doesn't bode well for having a Fulham player in your team. But I've had Lookman for ages. He's done okay, but I wouldn't necessarily be like telling people to bring him in.
Yeah, but I think what Louis says is like he doesn't have to be a starter for your team every week. And if
he has a good, then
he's maybe worth bringing in. I think the thing is that like Fulham just have to rely on being like super clinical because they do create good chances. Like Loftus-Cheek creates really good chances. They just don't finish them. And that I think that's because they lack a central striker. But the point being is they create a lot of good chances, even against United. So it's not. But if there are like definitely Lookman and other like cheap midfield options, definitely worth having a think about if you're looking for kind of like strength and add depth to your team.
Thanks, man, for validating my choice with an explanation. I love it. All right, so finally we're going to do a quiz. It's just come in that Salah's been dropped. Well, not a lot you can say about that. Me and Joel had him captain. It's just a disgrace, really. But the thing is, I've got this feeling that Liverpool are now going to do really well and that it's going to be vindicated, but I really hope it isn't and they lose. But.
Yeah, no, I kind of want Burnley to win now. I'm just, I
don't, you want Burnley to win either way, don't you?
No, because...
Why? Like, why don't you want Salah to come on and score like two goals like he did against Palace?
I do want that.
Well, that's better, yeah. The longer the game goes where it's level. They've got Matip back as well. They've actually got their full strength defence form.
But I don't understand why he's done that. It's such a joke. But, and Firmino as well. Like, whoa.
All right, I don't want to see any tears. I don't want to see any tears.
I've literally had all my hopes pinned on
I can understand it. Firmino. Firmino makes sense because he's terrible.
But, like, come on, open your eyes. Salah's been so bad for so long.
And there, the best they played this whole season was when he did drop him against Palace. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's another topic. KDB's injured and Salah doesn't even start. So that's 24 of your budget gone on players that don't even play. So we've got a guest for the quiz. He's called Joe and he's here. Joe, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello. Is that all? Is there anything else to follow?
Look at his little face getting all excited.
I was expecting that's a pretty kind of naff introduction to an FPL visionary, but okay.
Were you expecting like trumpets and like doves and
expecting a Biden style inauguration?
I genuinely thought you had the little like speech written.
Mate, you're not that special. No, you're not that special. My main emotion is anger right now towards Salah. So. Joe's kindly prepared a quiz for us so that we can, rather than do it ourselves, because next up to do it was Joel, and he really doesn't have the brain cells to do a quiz, let alone prepare one. So instead, we got an external supplier. And so that way we can play against each other. So Joe's got some FPL questions for us, which you can play along with at home. Joe, do you want to fire away?
Yeah, sure thing. How do you want to do it? Do you want to do fingers on the buzzer?
I think that would bring the intensity.
Perfect.
Does that mean you say your name first? to lock in rather than just shout the answer.
Say your name, and then you answer the question. All ready?
This is just what Joe's lessons are going to be like when he's a teacher, when he's got a kid.
Oh, I'm so curious how many you're going to get here. But it's out of about 11. It's out of about 11. So, firstly, which player's price has had the largest rise this season?
Louis.
Joe.
Louis was first.
Calvert-Lewin.
Incorrect.
Fuck off.
Joe.
James Justin.
No.
Ooh. Sam, just go for it.
Yeah, Sam. Son?
No, Joe. I know it.
Oh, Louis.
No, Joe.
Joe.
It's definitely Bamford.
Spot on, Joe.
Get in.
Flagging you off for not getting any points. Second question. Which fantasy player has received the most amount of bonus points?
Sam?
Kane. Spot on. Harry Kane with about 26.
Come on, baby.
Great shout. That's a great shout.
Followed by Fernandes, and then I believe Son.
Come on, I was going to say Son.
Question 3. Which fantasy player or players were the first to register a double-digit haul this season?
Sam.
Louis.
Sam.
Salah.
No.
Louis. It is Willian.
Correct. That's
and
one.
The other answer is, I'm just going to take my 1 point and run.
Can I take Joel? Gabriel?
Yes, but
Fuck, I knew it was in that Tottenham.
They both interesting. I was checking it because it all came down to that clean sheet bonus, which came in the 60th minute. So they both got that, both at the same time. So
to be fair, I wouldn't have got that really if Louis hadn't said Willian. I would have thought Salah as well, but yeah.
It just goes to show how kind of reactionary FPL is, because Willian was the most transferred player in.
Yeah.
Joe, we were watching that. We watched that together, that game.
Aubameyang. And Joe had a Aubameyang captain. He was so gassed when Aubameyang scored one goal.
Yeah, and he thought when Gabriel scored it was Aubameyang and he was getting
sacked. Yeah. All right, so scores on the doors. Keep count of your own scores and we'll go through it at the end.
Yeah.
Question 4. Which player registered the first negative point haul of this season? And a bonus point, if you can tell me which FPL manager in our league had this player. I'll give you
that's hard.
Game week number 2. First game of that game week.
So you must have got sent off or something. Sent off or conceded a load. Louis, Toby's owns him. And it is someone who got sent off and then they conceded loads of goals, but then it counted against him all of the negatives because they conceded it after he came off. Is it Connor Cody?
It's not, but you're thinking along the right lines.
Who got sent off in the first game week?
You've got the one point for Toby. Toby.
What team do they play for? Let's have a clue.
I'll tell you the fixture. It was Everton West Brom.
Oh, Sam.
Sam?
Kieran Gibbs.
But on Kieran Gibbs. He got -4 and Toby had him, and I remember everyone like the group chat.
No, but didn't Toby have like a whole defence? Oh, well, this is so niche to the listeners, but our friend had he had like a defence of like all negatives or something that week. It's incredible.
Yeah, negative or zeros.
I wonder what the lowest score in fantasy is of all time. What was it? Walters? Was our Stoke player Walters when he got?
Yeah, it was Walters. It was double own goal against Chelsea.
Oh, was it a double own goal? Yeah, he didn't get sent off as well.
Double own goal. Imagine that.
Yeah, -4 as well.
-4 is quite a lot.
Yeah, because they conceded 5. It was 5-2.
Yeah.
Then DCL got that hat trick and yeah.
All right, Joe. Right. Next one. So I'm on next 2. Question. I'm on next. 2. Sam's on 2. Joel's on 2, isn't it?
Yeah.
This next question is what there's 3 points at stake here. This season, who were the best players to captain in game week 1, game week 2, and game week 3?
Louis.
Yeah.
Go on, Louis.
Salah 1.
Yeah.
Son 2. And Jack Grealish 3.
Close, but no.
But I get 2, don't I?
You get 2.
All right.
Sam.
That game week 3 is the one that was incorrect. Jack Grealish came off. Sam?
Wait, is there still one to come, yeah?
Yeah, there's game week 3 that hasn't been.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I don't know. Sat that. I don't know.
Jamie Vardy was 17.
Oh yeah.
Is that away to City?
Playing the game week after.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. I was never going to get that, but yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Earlier this year, Man City spanked Burnley 5-0. Which FPL asset hauled in this game?
Louis.
Say again? Sorry, can you repeat the question?
No, because I've already got
Louis's already chimed in.
Is it Morris?
No, I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, but Louis's already got there, isn't he?
It's Morris.
Yeah, it's Morris. Morris, yep. With how many points?
18, I don't know.
21. Got the hat trick.
I'm on 5, by the way, boys. Do you want me to repeat that, John?
Wait, Louis gets a point every time he answers different components of one question.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Don't hear you answering any components of any question, Sam.
Next question. How many players have gotten 20 or more points in a game week this season?
Louis.
Sam. Was that me or Louis?
It was me, wasn't it?
It was Louis first, but just a number.
I'll just go 4.
Sam?
Honestly, definitely more than that.
I'm gonna go 3.
No.
Oh, no, wait, it's definitely lower.
I'm not saying lower or higher.
Oh, I thought you said lower. It's definitely more than that. I'm going to say 6.
No.
It's higher. 5.
Louis, 5.
Who? Because that was just a guess.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't give him that. This is 4.
Son, Grealish, Stones, Son again against United. Or does that count?
It's how many players? How many players have got it?
Well, you have to still rat off 3, Sam. This is an absolute clinic and you just know it. You just sat here taking notes.
Son and Grealish. All you said is Son and Grealish. That's a given.
And Stones.
And Stones.
Stones
was literally this week.
You're both forgetting about that. The player you captained in game week 1.
Salah. Mahrez. 5.
Mahrez, that's 5. But I'm not going to give you any points for that.
Are we giving him that?
How is that 5?
Surely we're not giving him that.
Am I on 20 or 30 now, Sam? You're on 2 still. You're on 2 or is it 1? I'm on 20.
We don't reward people for speaking the loudest.
We don't reward people for not answering either, so hence why you're on 2.
Next question. Which defenders make up the kings of the season?
Joel. So, you've got...
Stop stalling.
I'm not stalling. Stop interrupting me. Ben Chilwell, Robertson, and I've no idea.
Robertson's the highest, I think.
I've no idea.
Louis, James, Robertson, James Justin, and Ben Chilwell.
You got one there. Robertson's correct.
But I got that. I said that. So
yeah, Joel gets that one.
There's two more at stake, Sam.
I actually don't know.
I don't know. Cresswell and Bednarek.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
I was going to say Bednarek, you dick.
I was literally looking at Bednarek at the top of the table the other day.
Okay, final question. This question does favour a certain individual. Despite it being his FPL philosophy to never take a minus 4, how many times has Joel broken his own rule this season?
Sam. 7.
Spot on, 7.
Yes!
Always minus 4s as well.
That's 28, John.
Jeez. Minus 28. And you say week in, week out on the podcast to the listeners, never take a minus 4.
That's so bad. I actually wonder how many points that's benefited me. It can't be much. That is awful. I couldn't believe... Oh.
You could have done next week, we'll do net gain or like the net loss that cost.
Yeah. Jeez. So out of 19 game weeks, that's like one every 3.
And because you've got wild card and free hit as well, where you couldn't take a minus 4. So...
And game week 1, you're not taking any either.
Joel, you need a data analyst to work with your FBL team.
Yeah.
That must have been fun going through Joel's failures every week. Just trolling through.
Permanent red arrows. I've had to go through his game week history.
Boy, it's not permanent red arrows.
It's going to be red arrow this week after fucking Salah.
I can't believe
you got.
Well, I'm not even going to. I can't. I don't want to watch the Liverpool game now. Like, what's the point?
Does it work?
Oh yeah, schools and doors. I got 3.
I stopped counting. I just knew I won.
He answered too many questions too many times. So
it was a hard one to score, but a little sub questions to the question.
Why can't you just someone admit that I won? It was a hard one to score. I got like, come on, Sam yeah, last.
I got three.
John second. Sam was last by a mile, I think.
I got three. We drew. Joel and I drew.
Yeah, classic. Louis's always ahead.
But
always
how many ahead. Questions did Louis actually answer correctly? I reckon it's three. I reckon he just... Because realistically, one of the ones he got, he only answered half of the question. The question's the question. William. He would have got half William. A mark. That's half got, a mark in a GCSE exam.
He got Toby. You got Toby, right?
Wait, just to clarify, got, who's the quizmaster? Is it Sam or Joe? Because he
got Salah and Son. You got Salah and Son, right? So that's now currently four.
Which
you
is more
Maris,
than...
Five. Yeah.
Stones as well.
No one's getting a nine question. So you got, yeah, five. 5 points.
I think I got more, but I'll listen back.
How many questions did that answer? I reckon like two. I reckon Joel and I have won. Joel.
Sam? The thing is Joel doesn't even...
I think we'll take the cake, actually. I can see Joel nodding.
No, Sam, I have no idea what you're all about.
If I prepare a quiz, I won't make all the sub-questions, but I think... Louis
it's a good quiz. It was a very good quiz. Sam's very bitter.
Yeah, Sam got Kane.
Sam did really well. He drew Kieran with Joel, which is great. Gibbs.
Yeah, try getting Kieran Gibbs.
Try getting spoon-fed Kieran Gibbs.
Who is he?
Try getting spoon-fed Kieran Gibbs. You were like, Joe, what fixture was it? Who was playing? Give me every last detail. And then I'll eventually say it.
I bet you
it.
Think Kieran Gibbs is Oxlade-Chamberlain, don't you?
Yeah, I get the reference. Chelsea won 6-0 that day against Arsenal. Good day. But that's not relevant. Salah scored for Chelsea that day. He's not going to be scoring today, though, sadly. And with that great little tangent, it's the end of Midnight FPL. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll try and be back again relatively soon, but obviously there's a midweek fixture between now and the FA Cup, so it'll probably be after that. We might have another special guest. Thanks, Joe, for doing that quiz. It was good. Hope everyone enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye. Joe, say bye.
Bye.